The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Final hour, and we are really appreciative of you being here. Been a fun show at times. Nolan Richardson was here. Great conversation with him. Don Jackson, the attorney, also joined us, among others. We still have some more guests. Susie is up next in Georgia. Hello, Susie.
Hi, Paul.
Susie.
You said there would probably be a woman calling, and I started laughing, and I said, I think it'll be me.
Man, you were the one I was waiting for, too.
Oh, yes, I know you were. First of all, the start of the show today, I was like just sitting there going, wow. Robert and Denise, I think her name was Denise, must have had a bad day. They must have had a fight with their spouse or their kids or whatever, and they needed to take it out on somebody. And they pounded it out on you. And very unfair.
I learned a lesson there, and I forget sometimes I'm not a caller, I'm the host, and I should have just walked away. I mean, how many times have we all said that about younger people or ourselves? And I stayed there, I made a disastrous situation worse by responding.
Well, I felt I almost wanted to call and say, come on, let's get off to a happy start now. I had a thought about, first of all, I'm not going to go into great detail on the Brendan Miller because so many people have, but I just wanted to say I feel like you do about the wait for it to come out till after the coach got a nice, you know, contract or whatever. I think, you know, That just showed something to me.
Yeah, but, Susie, I may be too cynical, but it's hard for me to believe that in the back of administrators' minds, they had a contract extension to keep him, which was important because he would have gotten another job. They made him the sixth highest paid coach in America, and it's hard for me to believe, cynical as I've been known to be, that wasn't in the back of the administrator's mind as they were trying to navigate through a potential disaster. It was already a bad situation, a tragedy, but you know, they were debating, do we now suspend the best player in the country who is involved in a way that we're not 100% sure about?
Right. And being a top university, you know, I believe, like you said, and some other callers, that if it had been a smaller university, we would never have, you know, heard anything about this or whatever. But I had a question on the Florida State and Clemson, okay, which I agree with them. The ACC needs to, you know, do something to pump it up or whatever, because I'm a Georgia Tech fan, along with being a UT fan. And so, you know, I'm interested in the ACC to watch them and Virginia Tech and all them. But are they trying to – they're not only saying that they're upset and they, you know, things need to happen, but are they even thinking of leaving the ACC?
No. Susie, they can't leave. The financial aspect of it would be overwhelming. I think they're just doing what would be called saber rattling. They're unhappy. They want a better deal with the ACC, hoping the ACC will give them a bigger piece of the pie, which I don't think it will. And thanks for the call. Well, sadly, all the schools in the ACC are stuck. And I think David Hell said something that I've never really heard enunciated publicly. But the ACC 5 years ago wanted its own network. They liked what the SEC was doing. They felt like this was a tremendous value to the member institutions, not only covering the major sports, but the spring sports, the other winter sports. And I think that's been proven. The success of the SEC network and the Big Ten network have been pointed toward by many people. the ACC wanted that too, and in return for that, they signed away their long-term rights, and now they're stuck. By the way, there is some news from football. I know that people have forgotten that there is a football off-season going on, and Chris Lowe is reporting at this hour that Glenn Schumann, who was the young defensive coordinator who was at one time wooed by Alabama, interviewed with the Philadelphia Eagles to be their defensive coordinator. Their head coach went to the NFL, got a head coaching job, I should say. He is now apparently staying in Athens. So they've already lost Todd Monken to the NFL. They came close, according to Chris, to losing Glenn Schumann. Let's check in with Frank in Florida. Hello, Frank. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Good. First of all, I want to say this is a shame that what has happened to that young woman and the child that is now without a mother and a parent, that our prayers go out to that family during this time. The question I have, and I've been watching your program, and I have not seen it asked, and I don't know whether you will know it or not. Does the University of Alabama have a curfew? And if so, at 1:30 in the morning, yep. Why was this young man out there? And if he broke the curfew, most schools would do something. But that's just a question.
Yeah, well,
I
Frank,
have.
Let me. I'll give you an answer, even though I don't really have the answer. This is a different era that we live in today, meaning what? There used to be athletic dorms when I was in school and maybe when you were in school. Those are gone. Those are gone now. Players live off campus. And I think they had a game that night. They had that afternoon. I don't think they had another game until Wednesday. I don't think. And my guess is there was none. Otherwise, it would have been a curfew violation. You're 100% correct. And that used to get a lot of players, but I don't think that gets many players anymore because I'm sure they're encouraged not to stay out all night being athletes. That would be deleterious to their playing ability, but I have a hard time believing that that was a factor in the situation. Hey, thank you for the call. AJ, we lost AJ earlier. I think we got him back now.
Yes, Paul. Is it possible that I could please be your PR personal representative for just 30 seconds?
Of course.
I promise I won't let you down. Okay, Paul, you're not anti-Alabama. You're not anti-Nick Saban. You're not anti-Greg Byrne or Nate Oates or Brandon Miller. You're not. You're simply pro big story. Headliner, number one team, number two team in the country, got a high-profile number one NBA draft basketball player, and two other guys that are on the team involved in a murder in some way, shape, form, or fashion, and you're just reporting. You're just conveying what comes through your ears. And so for these people to get on here and to chop you down like that, it's repugnant and it's ridiculous. But on the other hand, I want to reach out about Jim. You know, Jim, I'm so glad that he started quoting scripture a while ago out of the Bible, because in John chapter 5 verse 8 it said to the lame man to pick up his bed and walk. It didn't say, nowhere in there did Jesus say, Jim, pick up the phone and talk. No way, shape, form, fact. And especially he didn't say, pick up the phone and cuss out AJ from Pell City and all these other people and tell them to go to hell and they're demons and all this kind of stuff. That there's nowhere in there that it says that, Jim. So once again, Jim, I'm personally taking your bracket. I'm taking your seat out of the bracket. I'm going to the number one seed, caller of the year, AJ from Pell City. Jim, you have lost because we've been waiting on you to articulate Why Nate Oates allowed a pat down during a basketball introduction under these circumstances? Stand behind your team and your city, and stand behind the Bible, Jim. Hey, and another thing is February 27th, 2023, and I challenge you, Jim, to a head-to-head. Let's bring it back. You'll fight with Tammy, but you won't fight with a man. I'm sorry that a woman didn't call, Paul. I love you. War Eagle.
Jack is up next in Georgia. Hello, Jack. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, sir?
We are doing well. Thank you.
I love your show. Brandon Miller situation. Paul, I don't know if you got any young sons, but I got two young men.
Sure.
And I know that by that gun being in his car, and if you're riding around, you get pulled over, you know what's going to happen. You're going to get arrested for having a gun that was not even in his name. And people got to understand that when you're African-American, this is my job as a father, being one, had to let my sons know the do's and don'ts. And it basically, you got to be smart. He maybe thought he was doing the right thing. The guy texted him, said, get his gun. It was me. It ain't my gun. I'm gonna get your gun to you. You know what I mean? And for what happened after he got the gun to the guy, ain't no way that this young man would put his whole career that he had coming ahead of him for act like that. That young lady got killed, and her baby don't have her mother anymore. And that's the sad part. And if people calling your show, the other shows, and that they really care about what's going on, no, they don't. They're just jumping on the bandwagon like people do anyway without getting all the facts. Get the transcripts of what's going on, and if Brandon Miller didn't know what's going on, he need to get justice served to him. But let all the facts come out first, and then everybody make a decision. Paul, that's all I want to say. Thank you, sir. You have a blessed day.
Thank you, Jackie. You too. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And we head to the break right now. We have one more guest on this Monday afternoon, early evening, and we are back with more after this.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Inside the launch of Yay Alabama, our guest is Andy Woodery from On3.com. He covers the business element of sports, which means he covers a lot of NIL. And Andy, I appreciate you being back with us again. So I'm reading your story, and I'm learning that Yay Alabama isn't a collective, although it looks like a collective. Good afternoon. Thanks for being here, and tell us all about what's a pretty bold initiative by the university.
That's right, Paul. So Yay Alabama brands itself as an NIL entity, not a collective, not a collaborative, as we've seen, not as a sport venture, but an entity. You know, they said that collective can almost be a four-letter word, right? The way that it has this catch-all definition. Sometimes there might be bad actors that do engage in recruiting inducements or pay for play. Hard to tell who, right? They all act like they're buttoned up. But there's a connotation that Alabama wanted to avoid. So they're an NIL entity, not a collective.
But it still does the same things that collectives do, or did I misunderstand that?
No, it does. Certainly, certain groups have branded themselves as something different. I say a collective is a catch-all. It's an umbrella term. You can argue amongst yourselves as far as what is or isn't. You know, some are nonprofits, some are for-profit LLCs. So certainly, I would call it a collective. I think most people like yourself, Paul, would call it a collective, but they've very intentionally branded itself as an entity. It's kind of potato, potato. For my words, I think it's a collective.
I'll go with you on that, by the way, after recent elements and developments coming out of Alabama. So essentially, and I'm tired of asking this question, and I know you're probably tired of answering it, but what do these collectives do for those who don't swim in these waters every day?
Once again, the actions of a collective can vary, but essentially it's a group of boosters or fans that either they pool their money to create NIL opportunities or they act as the marketing agency of record and they go out and they find third-party businesses or nonprofits to pair with. So the actions can vary from collective to collective, but essentially it's a group of boosters or fans, oftentimes maybe a former director of development, a former director of operations that spearheads this effort. And they are kind of the front man or front woman that leads this third-party organization because schools are limited based on state laws and institutional policies and NCAA policy as far as how closely aligned they can be. So they almost need this other group to kind of act on their behalf. Technically, it's independent. You know, I say they're maybe affiliated or aligned, but technically it's a different organization that creates NIL deals for their athletes.
Andy, I wasn't paying much attention to this until about 3 weeks ago, and then I saw a name pop up. He's somebody that has been a regular guest on this show dating back to his years at the Tuscaloosa News, and then later he got promoted to The Athletic. I'm speaking of Aaron Suttles. I see that this collective, whatever it's called, hires Aaron Suttles, a longtime sports writer in Tuscaloosa who's covered the team, now to work for them. Again, confused and bewildered, straighten me out. What's all this about?
It's funny, Paul, because I think a lot of campaigns and deals and activations in this era are branded as, you know, the first of its kind or unprecedented. And I would argue that most of them probably aren't. Someone else has done it. But you're right. I think the hiring of Aaron Suttles, a longtime beat reporter, someone that you've had on your show, to, you know, to cover Alabama, to hire him from The Athletic, it you know, stood out to me. And the reason behind that is that I believe his official title is director of content. And because fans need some reason to pay whatever it is per month, whether it's a one-time donation or recurring donation to Yay Alabama, they need some draw. Maybe for some, it might be, you know what, it's a tax deduction. For some, it's the hope of, you know what, let's keep our players out of the transfer portal. Let's make sure they know that they are welcome here at Alabama. But if this is almost a competitor of, you know what, your Netflix or Hulu subscription or your Spotify subscription, there needs to be some other like business element, some other draw to a collective. And so if you have someone with Aaron's talent and experience that knows that Alabama beat so well, the thinking here is that, you know what, he can tell their stories in ways that potentially no one else can. It might be the star athletes, you know, the Bryce Youngs of the world who might be the very top of their sport. And he can provide that exclusive access of, hey, I sat down with Bryce Young or the next version of Bryce Young for 30 minutes or an hour. And here is this exclusive story. Or you know what, he might know someone from an Olympic sport that might have a great story, a great personality that is not a national household name. And he can maybe help elevate that athlete and their story. But you need someone whose full-time job is probably as a content director like Aaron, who can tell those stories. Because if your only hope here is, you know what, we're gonna fundraise. The hope is wins on the field or on the court. Or, you know, maybe some donors want the tax deduction. I don't think that's a sustainable model. And so you need some draw, whether it's, you know, the everyday, you know, John Doe, Jane Doe fan that's going to give the $20 a month or $5 a month. What's in it for them? If there's a business, what's in it for them? You need some other draw beyond, I think, just, you know, the wins or the tax deduction. And I think they think that, you know what, Aaron can provide that exclusive content that no one else can provide, Paul.
Andy, we get accused often here of being too close to the sun in our coverage of Alabama and any other sport, which is fine. We accept that. But this is really unique, and not to turn this into a conversation about blurring the line, but if this organization goes out and brings in a top reporter, and that's what he was. I mean, this is not somebody who was invisible writing for a national publication. To give him exclusive content, it makes you wonder what all the other poor people are going to be doing who are working the beat independent and, in theory, not being paid by Alabama or its subsidiary.
You're right. It's very inside baseball stuff that you and I could probably talk about for hours, Paul. But as far as, you know what, those post-game interviews, what's that like? You know, I've only been to Tuscaloosa once myself, but I don't know, you know what, who gets that first question at press conference? And you know what, we've seen there are schools, they have their own kind of in-house beat reporter, someone that has those long-standing relationships, and someone with the role that Aaron now has. It's almost kind of like the cousin of that, where once again, it's not in-house, but the, you know, entity or collective or pick your kind of catchphrase, they're acting in the best interest of the school, or at least they're trying to, right? And so how does that work if, you know what, you have maybe someone writing for the athletic department website, you have someone writing for Yay Alabama's website, and then you have journalists that, you know, I heard the last segment, and not to go down that lane too far, but when there is a very true, important journalistic story where you need maybe a third-party independent reporter, do they still have the opportunities to ask the questions that need to be asked? I think it's a fair question, too.
Yeah, and I'm not suggesting, you always get this, I mention myself because I think that's the only way to do it here, is that people always say, well, you're bought and paid for by Alabama. You're this, you're that. In this particular case, I think it's self-explanatory. And I think it's something for you to delve into. I'm just a lowly talk show host, but it just seems like to the fan consuming this, do they really even care?
I think they do, because once again, if you're someone that's going to give to the Alabama entity, not collective, the entity, you know what, you probably want those crimson colored glasses, right? So if you want someone that has the access, right, you're going to pay similarly to, you know what, there's lots of places you can find to get coverage that might favor, you know, your fandom. And so, you know, Weed On 3, we have a network of fan sites, and those are very successful, and there's lots of passionate fans. And you know what, you might go to, if you're an Alabama fan who now donates to this entity, you might prefer the coverage of Aaron, given his track record, his resume. You might want that, you know, that perspective. So, you know, it doesn't matter if the average fan nationally, no, but maybe the diehard Alabama fan, if it helps you support your athletes, maybe that makes a difference.
Sign me up. I want positive Alabama coverage right here. Listen, great to have you on. Thanks so much. It is always a pleasure to see you, Andy.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Anytime.
Fantastic stuff. We could talk on that subject all day, but we're not going to because we're heading to a break. 30 minutes remaining right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We mentioned this earlier. This is projections. The committee won't have its final release until 2 weeks from now, but the projected first-round seeds, Legend, Jim, I-Man, and Larry, that is subject to change. legend is up next.
Woo! Number one seed, baby. I like you.
Right now, legend, you're the number one seed in the tournament, but, you know, it could change.
It could change.
Probably won't.
If I win this year, Paul, I think that's a dynasty, ain't it?
Well, legend, here's what I would say to that. You would be the Georgia of the Feinbaum caller bracket.
Oh, hell no.
Back
hell
to back.
No. Let Jim win. Don't you ever let that come out of your mouth, Feinbaum. Don't you ever say that again. I almost took your black hat, dude, right there.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
You almost lost your black hat.
I need legal counsel here.
Let me put the steel chair down. This is my brother. Oh, let's put the steel chair down. I thought you could use a laugh, brother. Seems like you need one today.
Man,
you need a good
been a rough
laugh,
one.
Man.
Rough show.
Ooh, it's been a rough one. I thought Jim and I, man, was in revival early, Paul.
Oh,
I
yeah.
thought they was in revival.
You thought you'd put on Joe Osteen Ministries.
I thought it was R.W. Shambach. I thought we'd back in the tent revival. B.H. Clint Bennett and Pete Spackman. I thought we'd know we're back to the tent revival days.
So we're Sunday morning at Lakewood.
Woo! I tell you my problem, though, Paul. This is my problem right here with all that Christian talk. And I love God. But there's a church on every corner. Methodist, Baptist, Church of God, Church of Christ, Catholic, Presbyterian, Scientology. A church on every corner in America, Paul. But it seems like it's the devil that's in revival.
Devil's having a good year so far.
No. Hey, division. Boy, the devil's in revival. A church on every corner. We did a Wigglesworth. Where are you, brother? Where are you? Hey, Paul, I got a good idea for you, brother. Get away from the talk for a minute. Have a little fun. I got a good idea for you. A Feinbaum cruise.
I like it. Can it start tomorrow?
Yeah. You know, we're talking about a Feinbaum house. We don't know networks probably ever going to pick that up because they're afraid I'd choke somebody. But what about a Feinbaum cruise once a year in the off season? We could get Taylor Hicks to perform for
us. Oh, yeah.
Call Paul, his big hit, you know. And me and Larry and I-Man, Jim and the handsome one, all out at sea, baby. All out at sea. Woo! That would be good right there, boy. I'd be throwing somebody overboard for the cruise is over. Hey, Paul, did I hear Larry say last week that he met me at one of them banquets?
That's what he said. I don't remember that. Do you?
I don't either, Paul. He must be one of them forgetful people for sure, you know. That's back in the days when we used to follow you around like you was the Beatles or somebody. Feinbaum! Feinbaum!
I saw a picture today. Pat Smith tweeted out a picture of I can't remember. It was you and Tammy. It was about 8 or 9 or 10 people in a picture. I'll have to look it up, but it was really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. We used to have so much fun at them banquets, man. We really did. You know, Paul, there's an old saying, and it applies to Larry. You know, there's an old saying. Never spit in a man's face unless his mustache is on fire. But I sure believe I spit some skull in that guy's eye. Talk about he don't like me. Like, I care. I don't care if you don't like me. I like me. So who cares if you don't like me, baby? Because I love me. I might be contrary. I might have been born contrary, live contrary, die contrary. But I love me, brother. I love me. Hey, Paul, last Friday you had a guy on in the first hour named Michael Bratt. Bratley?
From the SEC podcast, Michael Bratton.
Oh, yeah, Bratt. Michael Bratt. did I hear him say that Coach Boo Boo had South Carolina on the verge of greatness? And Coach Boo Boo had Auburn on the verge of greatness before it all fell apart. Woo! Michael Bratt, what are you smoking, dude? Let me tell you something. Georgia's got a boo-boo. Boop the Somebody give them a bad name. You can call this whatever you want to call it, but I call it a boo-boo on Kirby Smart's part. This is the end. Boo-boo is the end of this so-called dynasty. It's over. You can think coaching don't matter, but Coach Boo-boo is as predictable as the weather, baby. It's predictable. Get over it, Georgia. It is over with. And, Paul, if you ever call me Georgia again, I might have to take this steel chair to you, brother. Woo! Rick Brown in the house. I'm about to go crazy. I hear you got a guy named Biff that wants to get after me. Whoever, come up on the mountaintop, Biff, whoever. This is a volcano. And I'm the caller of the year, AJ. Not you, rookie. You decent caller, but know you play. Elvis has left the building.
Myth is next. Go right ahead.
Hey, Myth. Yeah, this is Myth. I just heard legend. Did I not, Paul?
You heard him, yes.
Let me tell you something. I hear a lot of woos coming. A woo. I hear a lot of woo. Let me tell you something, brother. Your boy from Alabama handed a gun to somebody that killed somebody. All right, I'm going to pass on to that. I'm going to go on to the football scene, okay? I'm going to talk about my Georgia Bulldog. Let me tell you something. How's that butt-whooping coming, or how's that feeling coming from that Georgia 2 years in a row? And let me tell you something. They got a coach coming in, and he calls him boo-boo. But let me tell you something. He's getting ready to whoop that boo-boo about two more years in a row. You hear me when I'm coming? He might be on that mountaintop, Paul, but let me tell you something. I got something coming from it from the top. And let me tell you, it's going to be four in a row. And oh my gosh. Let me tell you, he's going to be hurting. Paul.
Thank you, Myth. I appreciate that. Don't get too hyper. AC is up next.
Good evening, Mr. Feinbaum. Thanks so much for taking my call, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Feinbaum, I have no idea why would someone accuse you for being an Alabama hater. It makes no sense. Over the years, they said you are in love with Alabama Crimson Tide. Now they accuse you? That's disgrace. I feel like you can dress for yourself. I feel like you're a loving man, loving husband, loving human being. You love the producers, the background cheerleaders. You are a loving man. And if you come down here in Canada permanently, we're going to love you even more. Downtown Toronto is available for your station. Move down here, man. Enjoy the weather. We have a great food. Spot it, Mr. Feinbaum. We're not going to accuse you. As a Canadian, it's a public invitation to you and your team to move down here permanently. And those fat Americans, they get a bag. They get to say, please, Paul, come back. We're not coming back. We're going to love you the way you should be. Think about it, Mr. Feinbaum. You and your wife, the family, et cetera, et cetera. Folks, come down here. We're going to enjoy some company off Paul, Mr. Bob, what you got to say about that?
You see, thank you very much for the invitation. I happen to like living where I do. I love this country, and I don't have any interest in going to Canada. You be well. Jamie is in Tennessee. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
We're doing well. Thanks for the call, Jamie.
Thank you for doing what you did, sir. I just wanted to say that, you know, we've talked before, and I got two twins at Bama.
Right.
Staying in the north shadows of the end zone there at Bryant Denny. And one of my twins told me even before the incident happened in question that Mark Sears had reached out to her on one of the social media stuff. I don't do social media, so I'm not really good with all that. But anyway, and I told her before all this happened, I said, Kiara, I said, do not get in that circle. Quit texting him. don't go to those parties. I don't want you and your sister around that type of environment, because we all know, and I've been a Bama fan as long as a child. But I said, I know right from wrong. And I told her, I said, they're inflated. They're well taken care of, not meaning they're bad people, but they think they're above a lot of things that normal people aren't, because they're so coddled. And I say that to say that, you know, being such a fanatic of the school my whole life, but being a father, I will not allow that, even before this came out. So what I'm telling people is to be aware of your kids, be aware of their surroundings, be aware of their what they do, where they go, who they associate with, to keep them safe.
Jamie, I hate to run. We are late for a break, but thank you for sharing that. We are coming back, final few minutes of the program, right after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Running close on time, but there is always room for a couple more callers. And Larry is up next.
Hey, man. I guess you're going to have to start this show out when you ask it. Hey, this is Paul Feinbaum. You got the right to remain silent. Anything you say can you be against you, the court of law, your right to attorney.
Hmm. Are you Mirandizing me right now on the air?
Yeah, you got that right, Jack. It's crap you got going on. It's plagiarizing my ass as legend crap. Let me tell a legend something. I don't care, man, how many people you like, don't like. I'm sure you're the same way with you. You don't care. But you was a jackass at that luncheon.
Hold on a second, Larry. You called me a jackass?
No, I said legend was a jackass. Luncheon. Yeah, he just walked out, me talking to him, Jack. And he was the wolf way back about 2 or 3 years. He's the wolf. That's all you heard. Ooh. And then he stole my stuff with a flare. And then
hold on a second. Larry, I need to ask you this question.
You're a damn conspirator, Feinbaum.
No, but okay. So can we forget legend for one moment, okay?
Yeah, I done forgot him when you
Okay. So answer me this.
Talking.
You began ripping off and plagiarizing Ric Flair on this program many years ago. Isn't that correct?
That I'm the one that.
No. I simply want a yes or no answer. Yeah.
Well, yes, but he gave me permission.
Okay. So, first of all, I mean, I've got Ric Flair's number right here. I can text him and ask him if that's true.
Call him.
I will. So you are upset.
No, about the allegations.
So you're admitting.
All that stuff.
Hold on a second. You're admitting that you ripped off Ric Flair and his act for your act on this show? And the answer is yes. I know that. Now you're upset that Legend ripped off Ric Flair and did it better than you. and more effectively.
No. You don't. You see there, you're a contributor to this malfeasance. That's what you are.
I'm a contributor?
I know them lawyer words. I know what the hell malfeasance is, Jack.
Malfeasance? What are we talking about here?
You're a contributor.
I mean, Larry, will you or will you not admit that you stole Ric Flair's act to use so you could become famous on this show?
Permission from the Rick, man, no, from the man. Woo!
Larry,
and I do it better than Legend, but he comes.
Larry, don't make me call Ric Flair and because I don't think he's going to say that you. But even if you did,
hell yeah, tell him Jack. Now you have to say Jack,
okay?
Because he used Jack on his wrestling stuff. He said that's
so
right,
you've ripped. I mean, you have completely stolen everything from Ric Flair. Now you would acknowledge this, would you not? That Legend's act is much better than yours on this show.
No, I don't think it is. I got people call me. I had one yesterday telling how much he loved me. Brother, I have been in a grocery store. People want to take my picture and do stuff. Don't tell me that, Jack. This is your baby. Legend is your man. That's why he gets to...
You know what, Larry? I tell you what we'll do. We're out of time. Larry, we're out of time. We will have a trial about this very soon. Maybe tomorrow.
Your ass is out of time.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.